Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Excuse me?
This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi. Ms. Sarah, I've been trying to reach Mr. Jose and Mr. Aguilar. Are they available?
Sure. What is this? Who is this? I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
And your name?
Zachary Stuckey.
Okay,
I need to speak to the supervisor. I've been leaving a numerous amount of messages, but they have not been returning my call. Now, if they're not available, I don't want to speak to them, you know.
It's all right. Let me help you out. What is your issue?
What is my issue?
Mm-hmm.
A wrongful release. Yes.
Okay, let's see. Who's Stucky? Stuckey. Okay, hold on, please. Okay, I was actually the one who spoke to Stephanie with the Special Investigations Unit at Keystone, and your services are not stopped. It's just that caregiver is no longer able to work for the program, for the Community Health Choice Waiver Program.
Why is that?
I can tell you exactly what she told me.
Listen, let me say something to you. I'm going to have my lawyer call you today.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of lies. I'm tired of this agency. I'm going to put
you
on the
agency. I'm not lying. I'm going to tell you exactly what I discussed with her.
Right. They haven't called me. They work for me. They haven't called me.
I can connect you with the Special Investigations Unit if you'd like. It was Keystone.
I need to speak to that person you spoke to.
I'm trying to inform you. Yes. Yeah.
Let me say something to you, Ms. Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm disabled for the rest of my life.
I understand that, yes. And I'm willing to send someone over to you to help.
No, it don't work that way. After wrongful release, I want my people in place who's taking care of me.
Unfortunately, it's a Medicaid case. It's federally funded. So as soon as there's anybody who's under investigation, we cannot pay them. We cannot continue to keep them on.
There is no investigation. No one's saying nothing to me. I'm the one who she had to time in, clock in with. They verified the other job hours and everything. What are they talking about here? What investigation?
I don't know. We don't investigate it. We're not the ones investigating it. It's a special investigation unit with Keystone.
Understand the point. Mm-hmm. Understand the point. You release her before any investigation. That's the point.
No.
Okay.
I was told by the Special Investigations Unit that she was no longer eligible to be employed under the program. They told us that if we continued to keep her employed and continued to bill Keystone, that they were not going to pay it. So we cannot employ anybody if we're not going to get be able to bill for it. You know, we can't do that.
Okay, so what about them terminating her job? She got bills and family. She got things to take care of too. So it's okay to release her for no matter? Are you kidding me today?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's out of our hands. Once the Special Investigations Unit is involved and the state's involved, there's nothing that we can do. They're starting.
Well, the state haven't spoke to me about anything.
I don't think they would speak to you, sir. I think they're going to be doing an investigation on the patient, on the caregiver. It's not. They're not investigating you. They're investigating the caregiver.
Okay, this is the bottom line. I am the caregiver's father.
Okay.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
She got two different jobs. She clocked in at two certain different times. They already verified that. So where are they going with this here? Where are they going with it?
Who verified it?
They verified it already.
Who's they?
Who verified it? Who verified with it? My daughter did. We spoke to Mr. They spoke to Mr. Jose.
You can't verify it with us. We are not the ones who are doing anything. It needs to be it's the state and Keystone and Medicaid that are doing it. We can't verify anything. We didn't even know any of this was happening until they informed us.
When did they inform you?
I'm sorry?
When did they inform you?
On February 24th is when I spoke with her.
You spoke with who? On February 24th? Well, they discontinued her on the 25th.
Right.
Right. So you spoke with them on the 24th. They discontinued her job.
Yes, I spoke to her on the 24th, and they told me we had to remove her from the case. I put the note in there. They took care of that, and I'm willing to restaff it with a different caregiver, but at this time we cannot employ her until we hear different from Keystone.
I don't need a caregiver from this agency. You released my daughter who was taking care of me. I don't have to get no one from your agency. Are you kidding me today? Are you kidding me?
If you want to get service, but she's not going to be able to be employed with anybody is what I'm saying. Once she's under investigation, they will not allow her to continue being paid out from Medicaid funds until the investigation is closed. And I'm not sure, I honestly don't even know where they're at in the investigation or anything.
There's none. You know why? Because she got a clock in here. They need to be talking to me. All right, she got a clock in here.
Okay.
That's about enough.
Have you spoken to your service coordinator?
Yeah, I've spoken to him. I got rid of him.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of lies, ma'am.
Well, I'm not lying. I mean, nobody's lying to you. We're just informing you of what we're told.
But no one called me as of the time I call you today. I've been reaching out to Mr. Jose and to Mr. Angel. Now,
the last note in here I have...
No, because the day of her release, I spoke to Mr. Jose's supervisor. It's going to be used against him. He told me that we can reinstate her. Yes, I'm telling you.
All of our calls are recorded, so I will make sure to look back on them, okay?
Yes, look into that. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Jose is not the one who said it. His supervisor said it.
No, Arango, yes, that's his name.
Arango. Let me say something to you, please. I'll put you on national TV.
Okay.
Because we are right here. You have wrongfully released her.
Unfortunately, we're not wrong here. And it said, the note I have here is that Arangel, the supervisor, spent 36 minutes on a call with you and explained and asked you if you would like to find someone else.
He didn't speak to me 36 minutes. He's a liar.
On March 5th.
Let me say something to you one more time, please.
Yep.
From the beginning, when Jose first became whatever position he is in there, when I first spoke to him the very first time, it took me like 3 weeks to get in touch with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks. When he was in place, so he decided his own time to call me when he wants to. Right? Understand my point here today. This is criminal. Now, you say what you say because you read what you read. And those people can print in.
I will certainly pull the calls and make sure that there's nothing shady going on here. And I will certainly reach out to the Special Investigations Unit and inform them that you would like to speak with them. Okay?
No, I want to speak to them right now. Just like he was getting ready to do. Listen to me. Let me say something.
I need to make sure it's okay for me. I can just disclose her. It's a personal number. So
Excuse me, please. It's enough with the cover-ups, okay?
I'm not covering anything up, sir.
No. It's enough with the cover-ups. Plain and simple. Keystone first.
Well, clearly you're not going to listen or acknowledge anything that I'm saying, so we're really not getting anywhere. I will speak
to
Keystone.
I am listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The point of the matter is I don't have to have someone from this agency work for me.
Well, do you have another caregiver that you would like onboarded?
Listen to me.
Else?
Once again, you are misunderstanding me.
Mm-hmm.
If you release my daughter, how do you think I feel about dealing with y'all?
Medicaid.
Okay. Let's say this organization then.
Mm-hmm.
How do they think? Do they think I'm going to let someone else work for me from this agency or have someone work for me that can deal with this agency after what they have done here?
Well, I'm sorry that you feel it's the agency doing it, but
It's the both of them.
Okay.
They are conspiring together. It's the both of them. Because let me say something. You don't know what was said to me by Keystone. You don't know what was said to me
by Keystone. No, I don't. You're right.
Right. And I'm going to say to you, they're a bunch of liars.
Okay.
And I explained that to Mr. Jose in the very beginning of the aggravation I've been having with this insurance here. In the very beginning, I explained that to him. In the very beginning, I explained to him that they stopped my services illegally twice. Okay. They send people to my home without proper identification. This insurance is criminal. See, you don't know the thing that's already in front of this insurance here.
Okay.
My representative just called me just moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bigger issue now for what you're saying to me. Okay? I want to report it right back to him.
Mm-hmm.
The point I'm making is there's no investigation, and I will be dealing with the Department of State if I got to take them publicly and socialize this problem with them. Okay? Because I got every right to do so. And let me say something now to you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How criminal the State Department is. I'm not in a nursing home. I'm not in a nursing home, but someone from this insurance alleged to them that I was in a nursing home. Okay, so they got that information. Someone said insurance.
Yeah, not us, but yes, from the insurance.
Right.
You're nursing home eligible. Your nursing home level of care is what it is.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Right. No. Once again, what was said. And you don't know the dates and time of April 2023, what was said to me by the State Department, what was said that I was in a nursing home, not that I was eligible for one. Let's not get it screwed up here. It didn't say that. Okay? I'm telling you that I've never been in a nursing home. Okay? And this insurance company, Keystone First Community Health Choices, did say I was in a nursing home. You know, I can prove it now by the Department of State. We're going to prove it because they got the recordings of Ms. Peggy who gave me that information in 2023. The name of the person who made that matter with them, her name is Ms. Burrell. She's a supervisor from this insurance. Okay? Now, you're getting screwed up here. All right? It's no alleged matter with that nursing home matter. I've never been in there.
I'm not getting it screwed. One thing has nothing to do with the next. To me, right now, we're just worried about
if I would have heard this from you, if I wouldn't have called here today, I don't think so. That's the point I'm making is.
So nobody informed you of this?
No, ma'am. My mother turning her grave, as they did. And my mother been going since I was 7 years old, and I am now 65. You understand me today?
Right.
And I wouldn't let her be at turning her grave for nobody's stupidity.
Right.
And I mean it. They never said this to me. I want to say this to you, to Miss Stephanie, my attorney is going to be speaking to her. All right? He's going to be speaking to her. And all these people with this cover-up and what they're saying, between Keystone and this agency, I'm going to put everybody on legal TV. And then we're going to see where it falls. You understand me? Because this is criminal. they release her because something was mentioned to them, they can't fire her without an investigation first. You understand? So she's been relieved of the job.
She's been released from your case pending the investigation outcome.
Oh, now pending the investigation?
Well, if they call us and say she's eligible to be employed, then that's another story. But they called us. They said that
What's taking them so long?
This is not us. I have no idea how long it takes.
Let me say something to you, please. As the humble man I am, and I need my care, and this agency has misrepresented me, and they know it, and that's why they haven't returned the calls to me. They want to cover up and speak back and forth to Keystone First when they both are liable. Mm-hmm. I'll put you on national TV,
okay.
And we're going to see where the chips fall. Okay, I know
name,
you don't want that. I know.
No, it's fine.
My name is Sarah,
and I am actually the one, like I said, who spoke to the Special Investigations Unit, and I will reach out to her to see where the
No. I want to speak to her right now like you were just getting ready to do. Let me speak to her right now because you were just getting ready to connect me to her.
Let me see if I can call her. Hold on. I'll see if she answers. She's not with my agency, so I have no idea, but hold on.
Let me say something to you, please.
Yeah?
You don't have to connect me, but stop making excuses with me.
No, I'm not making excuses. I'm telling you, she's not part of our agency. She works with the Special Investigations Unit. I don't know her. I know nothing about her. She called me from Keystone directly.
When did she call you?
I just told you on February 24th.
Okay. And today's date is what? The 12th of March?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we've had investigations take up to 6 months to a year. It depends on exactly what's being investigated. We have no idea what the issues are because they don't discuss that with us.
You know what? It's okay to discuss anything as long as they're being truthful about the situation.
Right.
As long as they're being truthful about the situation. Now, for moments ago, you were going to let me speak to her.
No, I was going to connect you with her, but I need to call her first.
I need to speak to her. I don't need you to explain anything to her. You were just going to connect me to her.
Right, but it's a phone number that I'm unsure if I can give to the clients. That's why I cannot just give it to you. So
please.
I'm going to call her to see if
please.
It's okay.
Let me say what I'm going to say here, please. Please. You just misinformed yourself, first of all.
No, I'm going to. She's not.
I have a number.
Yes, I want to speak to her to make sure it's okay for me to give you that number. I can't just give out people's contact information. So if you hold on, I will call her.
Okay. I got your number. I'm going to have my attorney call you on this number. Is that okay?
This is not my number. You called the customer service line. Yeah.
Customer service number? Okay.
Yeah, this is a customer service number, but my number ends in 7418.
Let me say something to you once again. No one reached out to me about any investigation or nothing.
From Keystone?
Nada. That's right. They mentioned it. But guess what? They didn't mention no. They mentioned it, but they know they're covering up what they're covering up as well. There's no fraud here.
Okay.
Everybody know my family take care of me. Everybody through this neighborhood know my disability. Everybody know my children here more than the hours they were being paid here. Everybody know that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
And I'm not doubting any of this.
You know why?
Yeah.
You know why? You know, I'm going to prove something. I'm going to say something to you. I want you to understand something. They've been watching my home from day one, so they know I'm here, and they know my children been here. How about that one?
I don't know who
you're familiar with that, right?
Who's been watching you?
That's right. That's right. They've been watching my home from day one.
Who?
Keystone First, the long-term living, whoever it is.
Oh,
is all of them.
Yeah.
Let me say one more thing that's important here.
Okay.
This is criminal. No one reached out to me. I'm her father. Right? I'm the client. They take care of me. No one said nothing to me from this agency. No one.
That's not our special investigations people. I'm telling you, that's not ours. It is Keystone and State Medicaid.
Well, State Medicaid investigators haven't reached out to me either. Bottom line, because there's no fraud here. Period.
Well,
I want you to understand me today. I want you to understand.
And I'm going to find out if they're. if we're able to reinstate her, and as long as we get the okay and that we're going to be able to bill for the services with her as your caregiver, there won't be any issue. But again, like I said, we're only doing what we're told by the state.
Listen, you don't want it to be an issue. There is an issue. You don't want it to be an issue. I'm very educated. I'm very smart.
I don't know what you mean by that, but that's fine.
Okay, you don't know what I mean by that?
I don't want there to be an issue. I don't want my clients to be upset. I care about you guys. I don't want you.
I am no longer your client. Nuh-uh. Not if they release my family.
Okay.
And I want you to understand the big picture here. I'm supposed to stay with this agency, and they release my daughter.
We didn't release her, sir. That's what you're not understanding. We were told by the state and Keystone that we had to remove her from the case, that we cannot employ her.
Everything you explained to me, this is the first time I heard it today.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what it's from. It's from Keystone and the state. Now, if you no longer want us to be your agency, that's your prerogative, but we were doing what we were told to do by Keystone and the state.
Okay, but I'm just now hearing by calling you today.
Okay.
So you've been waiting for me to call me?
No.
You've been waiting for me to call you to tell me that?
No, I don't do that. It says that Jose reached out to you and informed you of this on...
Informed me of what?
The 25th.
He informed me of what?
It says that he wouldn't like us to send someone. He doesn't know to his address, so he will make sure we receive his new caregiver's information soon because he needs someone to stay with him. He says the number we have on file for the caregiver has been changed, and then says Jose spoke to
my
you
number
again.
Ain't been changed.
No, your caregiver,
no.
your daughter, honey.
My number ain't been changed. What is it talking about?
The number we had on file was 267-606-7539, and you provided a new number, 215-341-1533. That was on 225. And then you spoke to Jose, and you said that Keystone was lying. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
And Jose's a liar, too. Yes, they are. They are lying.
Okay.
They are lying. I'm going to say it again. They are lying. See, I'm going to say this to you again, Ms. Sarah. You don't know the issues with Keystone, Three Health Choices, and me.
Let
me explain to you. I explained my matters to Mr. Jose that this insurance been giving me aggravation ever since. You understand me? Now, what you said about the nursing home, I am eligible.
I didn't
to
say
be
anything
never
about
been
nurse. You brought
no,
up the nursing
no,
home.
No.
And then I said you're nursing home eligible because you have to be at a nursing home level of care in order to receive the waiver.
I am eligible for a nursing home.
Exactly.
I am.
Yeah, I know. That's
and I am in the waiver program.
Yeah.
Well, but that wasn't what you said the first time.
That's exactly what I said.
That was not. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Listen to me,
we're
please.
We're not getting anywhere,
Sarah,
Mr. Stuckey.
I want to explain, Ms. Sarah. Ms.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Sarah.
I'm here, yep.
The bottom line is no one reached out to me for no investigation, period.
Well, I'll give them a call and find out why you weren't informed. Because we get informed and then they run the investigation. That has nothing to do with us.
You know why they didn't inform me? Because there's no fraud. There's no fraud, Ms. Sarah.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
Let me say this to you today, Ms. Sarah. As I was advised from a couple of criminal lawyers to go public about this operation here.
All right.
As I was advised to go ahead and go public.
Okay.
From two prominent criminal lawyers throughout Philadelphia to go public.
Okay.
And they'll pick it up from there.
And my number is 267-551-7418. Okay?
Okay.
And
you
can call me directly. I'm customer service and staffing.
I want to take that number. Give me a second, please.
Yeah.
Because I'm without my caregiver, and it's hard for me to walk right now. Give me one second. See, this is what it is, Ms. Sarah. They just want me to move on the situation while they do wrong. It don't work like that, Ms. Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, we just follow what we're told to do from the state, so.
You tell the state or whoever told you they're a bunch of liars.
Okay.
Okay? You tell them that. And give them my name and number. Let them call me, too, the state.
I will.
The state, they full of it, too. In a lot of aspects, they are full of it. Your number again, Ms.
Sure.
Sarah?
It's 267-551-7418.
7418. So you know who my service coordinator is?
Let me see if I have that in here. I have, this one might be an older one, but it's Amber Williams on here, and I can get the updated one from the Keystone database if there's a new one.
Amber Williams. So you don't have my service coordinator up to date, is that correct?
No, that's just on my sheet. We have it up to date for sure, yes. I can pull it. Give me a second. I don't speak to the service coordinator, so I wouldn't need updated information.
And, you know, my daughter's been sad to go public about this a couple years ago. I should have been listening to them. I want to listen to them from now on. Because I was giving this agency, I mean, giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Brittany Coleman.
Right.
Brittany Coleman is your service coordinator.
No, ma'am. No, she isn't.
Okay. Well,
no,
I can
isn't.
Get the updated one. And that's the one, that's the last, authorization that was sent was sent by her.
What authorization was sent by Brittany Coleman?
Your hours, the hours that we, the authorization
when
for us to service you.
When did Brittany Coleman send that information to you?
Sir, I mean, I don't know why this even matters at this point, but it.
You know why it matters? Because I spoke to her some weeks ago. That's why it matters.
Okay.
I spoke to her some weeks ago. She's not my service coordinator.
Okay.
And you don't even have that big service coordinator in place. You don't even know who it is.
I can tell you exactly who it is. If you give me a moment. Again, I am not in contact with the service. I'm going to tell you, sir. Give me a moment.
Y'all going nowhere with this, Ms. Sarah, and you know
I can tell you exactly who your coordinator is. Give me 1 second.
You already told me 2 people already, and they're not.
Yes, because that's the last person that sent over the authorizations. The most recent authorizations we have through March were sent by that caregiver. I mean, through May.
They told me Ms. Brittany Coleman was going to be investigating the fraud.
That's what
was told by me. Oh, well, I'm telling you what they told me. They're a bunch of liars.
What? Who told
you? Once again. Keystone First.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I know the service coordinator. I'm not going to give you his name until you tell me who is my service coordinator.
I don't know why you're playing this game, but I will tell you exactly.
Let me say something to Sarah. This is no game.
Well,
I can
you're
barely
playing
walk.
The game. You're trying to test me to act as though I don't know what I'm talking about. I do know
Ms.
how to
Sarah.
Do my job.
Ms. Sarah. I'm not playing games for my health care.
Terrence Smolik.
Mm-hmm. He is no longer my service coordinator neither.
Well, that's who they have in your Keystone database, so you need to speak with them about that.
I'm not speaking to the one.
No, I'm just telling you.
I'm not associated with it.
All right. We're not getting anywhere. I will talk to you soon. Goodbye.